The Vox Markets Podcast.
Welcome to Taking Stock. It is 12 o'clock. It is the 5th of February, 2024. It's a dreary, gloomy Monday morning. But what are the markets looking like? But listen, it looks like recession is receding. And we'll look at some figures that suggest that as well. By all means, join in, add a comment if you want. Hit the thumbs up button. Like and subscribe. Well, like is the same as thumbs up button, really. But don't forget, download the Vox Markets app, voxmarkets.co.uk/app. And let's look at the markets, what's happening here. It's green on the screen on a Monday morning, all of it, pretty much. FTSE 100 up 0.43%. AIM All Share, a slight blow on that and it may go the other way, but it's 0.03% up. Still positive, though, slightly. FTSE 250, a third of 1% up. Some of the fallers here. Let's go to the risers first in the FTSE 100. Ocado, John's favourite. Burberry, having a little bounce back. GSK, Smith & Nephew, Land Securities, Scottish Mortgage, National Grid, Fresnillo. Fallers, Howden Joinery, JD Sports Fashion. Of course, one of the all-time stock market darlings. Did about 13,000% from 2009 to 2021. Phenomenal return. BP. What is the, just thinking about that, looking at the AIM All Share there, look at that, 50-day moving average, getting closer to the 200-day, but we've had some, it's odd, isn't it? Look at this, oil is down, and yet there's more, retaliatory strikes from US and UK in the Middle East there, and oil is down. What does that say? Very odd. If you've seen any results, reports, news out today, let me know in the comments. And we'll have a look at it. But this is one I want to show you here. So this is the European and the UK composite PMI, Purchasing Managers Index, and services side, okay? Now, if you look at Europe, they're still below that 50 level, which means this is a composite. That's the manufacturing and services. Still contracting. Look at the UK. I mean, our manufacturing is contracting still. But we are a service economy. 80% of our economy is services side. Look at that. So this is previous, 53.4. Forecast 53.8, which is an increase on that. But it smashed it, 54.3. So expanding. That brings the overall composite up as well to 52.9. So it says your British services business started 2024 on a robust footing with a solid inflow of new orders. And the fastest hiring in 6 months, as the prospect of lower interest rates made customers more willing to spend, a survey showed Monday. S&P Global Services Manager, just covered that. But this guy here, who's he? Tim Moore, Economics Director at S&P Global Market Intelligence, said new orders have also rebounded this winter as receding recession risks and looser financial conditions led to a greater willingness to spend among clients. That's good news, isn't it? Sentiment, changing already because they see ahead. It's like the markets. They see ahead. Interest rates will be coming down. Like I said, the month they're coming down, it's a mug's game trying to guess that. But it's pretty much nailed on they'll come down this year. So already businesses are feeling more confident. So that's good news there. And very interesting, I think. Okay, let's look at the front page of Vox here. By all means, if you've seen any companies worth talking about, let me know. Metals One, it's a European, of course, exploration company. They say nickel sulfide discoveries in Norway outlines ambitious 2024 exploration plans. But let's have a look, scroll down here. Helium One today. I did say it's too late for that. It did come off a bit, but it's gone back up. But it's most read as well. Look at that. Triumphant of most followed, most read, biggest riser. So the Intumbala West One well flows helium, 4.7% of surface. I did look about, they raised some money, didn't they, in December, I think it was, about 6 million. So they should be okay for cash as well. So West One has successfully completed all wireline logging and drill stem testing operations, successfully flowed a high concentration of helium to surface from basement at a measured concentration of 4.7% helium. Almost 9,000 times above background levels, 7,000 times above background levels, over 37 times. Okay, so that's good news. I mean, the chart on this is berserk. It is crazy. And I said, you know, if you've been a long-term holder of this, you'd still be underwater if you it took the IPO thing. We're still below the IPO. So if you got into 2020, you'd still be, unless you sold up there. But of course, sometimes you're not allowed to sell. I had a bit of flack on saying I sold Destiny Farmers. So it's a market. You're allowed to buy and sell. It's ridiculous. I'm not going to, you know, lose a profit. So, you know, hopefully if you had it up there, you're sold. Like anything, if you'd held on, you'd still be underwater here. Even with this, we're now talking about a rise of 1,100% from the lows. But it's still below where it came to market, which is phenomenal. And what's the market cap on this now? 89 million market cap. I don't suppose people care about that, don't they, when it's rising? But I don't know what underpins that valuation. I don't know if anybody's seen any notes on that. But what underpins that? Super Dry was followed. Vodafone about results again today. TM17, I do like those, but I think we're on a technical bounce here. I'd wait to see the results coming out. Second most read, Bushveld. Full year operational update. I know the brokers have halted their forecast for now, but it's down 12.28%. I'd say production was less than Q3, Q4. I mean, are you holding Bushveld? Let me know why. What's your thoughts? You know, because it's been a very volatile stock. Look at that. Again, another one that's, you know, did phenomenally well back in 2018. But it seems no end, this grind lower. It hasn't managed to... Has it ever hit that? No, it did it there. Today, moving average back in 2022. And since then, it's come back down. Oh, phenomenal drop. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Some comments here. If recession is over and recovery is in, all looks well. What does this mean for good quality stocks versus crypto in terms of total return in the near future? I don't know. I'm not, that's the trouble. You know, why does crypto rally? It is on rumour and story, of course, isn't it? But I suppose that rally's happened because of the ETFs and all that stuff. You know, that was halving's next, isn't it? In fact, we'll look at Argo Blockchain a bit. There's results out from them, down 20% their production, I think. Laconic, whilst PMI shouldn't be ignored, however, the only bear signal anyone needs is that Peter and Steve crawled out from under their mattresses to do a Share Pickers weekend podcast. Yeah, I know. It's hard work now because they're both dating. They've been single lads for a long time, and so they have other hobbies. You know what I'm saying? If Paddy comes back, it will signal the bull market is in final death throes and it's time to sell. Yeah, Ristoff, I've also heard the increased U.S. oil production is from small businesses developing oil fields, hoping to sell out to big O&G companies. By the way, natural gas liquids might not be counted as oil, but it goes into refineries, so it's... a close substitute. Yeah, it is odd. They do say that, you know, the oil is a great indicator of recession. And the fact that we have troubles in the Middle East and the oil price isn't rising, you know, it's odd, isn't it? Because we're talking about two different stories here. But in the UK, we're talking about the service sector rebounding and expanding, and which, you know, and interest rates coming down, which should be good for the economy. But then oil's going down. What's going on? GB, what's happening with Sirica? Mitch Flegg stepping down, worrying, a high profit, no debt business. Is that why it came off? I did see that. I don't know, you know, I couldn't see what the issue was with that. But let's have a look at some other news. Bidstack down 65%. Someone did say a while back, you know, Bidstack's rising. I said, listen, there's obviously exceptions to the rule, but you'll find your research, you know, can be used up just trying to find, I think, business is improving. In fact, I did a big discussion with Paul, you know, on hot stocks about investing in business that are improving. And that way you'll do a lot better. I think, you know, if you buy companies, and I think it was focus on forecasts, broker forecasts. I didn't mean that. I mean, when a business is improving, you know, they can get upgraded. So you look at the fundamentals first, rather than invest in a business that's not improving or at the moment is treading water. Look at businesses improving, and you will tend to get, I think, you know, get a better return than investing in a business not improving. It sounds odd, it sounds obvious, but you'd be surprised how many people jump into companies issuing profit warnings. I think, why would you do that? How about finding businesses that are improving rather than not? I mean, of course, when you get a business massively oversold, sometimes you may get the bounce. But the trajectory of the operation should be going upwards and improving in some way. Anyway, this looks like it's basically financial update. They're going for a strategic review. I back in the day, I did well in this company because I really liked the tech, and it was the bull market, and it was all about the story. But then they come out with the financials, and they were way below what was expected. And you're talking like 30 grand when something like 3 million top line was expected. And they've consistently not hit any broker forecasts. So I'm thinking, are they communicating with the broker in any way? Or if they are, who's telling them the real story? But it seems now that, whilst the company is keen to continue work with Irdeto, as previously announced, the board of the company feels that it must also consider other funding alternatives and has decided to initiate a strategic review. The board has appointed Alvarez Marshall Europe, a restructuring advisor, alongside the company and its other advisors, will look at all options for the future of the group, which may or may not involve the sale of the company's assets. When they say that, it may or may not, it's more likely to be may, you know? And so essentially, if that happens, it becomes a shell. It's been an awful, literally, it's one of those companies that had a lot of promise and it's not delivered. And I suppose that's the nature, you know, the risk of small caps and micro caps and nano caps, actually. Because if you want big, I don't think a lot of people understand that. If you want big reward, you've got to take a bit of risk, you know? But you can limit that risk. There are ways of, you know, whittling down that risk by doing the research and stuff. And like I said, you know, red flags appeared with this company quite a few years back, and they've never, ever recovered, which is very sad because, you know, the technology seemed to be quite promising. I mean, look, that was the bull market run. And it's been sadly down all the way. But I mean, you know, I think when you have a company, and that's in fact, it's full circle here. I did talk about profit warnings, and I said avoid a company, any company that goes into a profit warning. But that's my perspective anyway. I will avoid a company, a profit warning, I'll avoid it. I want to see them improving again, because they may not improve. And this is a company like this that did never improve. You know, they had profit warning after profit warning and never pulled it back, really. And so, you know, keep jumping in, hoping it'll change, when actually the fundamentals and the financials show it's not improving, is a good lesson. You know, and when I say, are they improving, I do mean financially. Because the CEO, not this company, I mean, generally, will try and put a positive spin on it, because it's they're running the company. It's at their, you know, the buck stops with them. So unless the financials, because figures don't lie generally. Okay, you get 100 companies maybe will done for fraud or something like that. I'm not talking about business, I'm talking about, you know, I mean, particularly Valerie comes to mind when it seems to be flying, but that can happen, but it's very rare. So, figures don't lie generally. Figures are fact most of the time, 99.9% of the time. So if you base it on the figures improving, then I think it's a good, you know, it's a good place to start rather than what companies saying. They've got their own internal KPIs. Be careful of that. Yeah, sad one that. But like I said, it promised so much and delivered very little. Let's look here. Bushveld, Upland, I didn't see this, down 8% pretty much. What's the difference then? I didn't really read this. Anyone on that? Pre-drill activities have been identified in pre-drill work. A program has been developed to allow early commencement of activities and exploit the drilling program. Well, they've got a nice little table there of things they're doing. Q3, Q4. There we are. It seems okay. So why is it coming off? Anyone idea why it's coming off? Is there any change in the plans on that? So I'm not really over oil and gas. But there we are. That was the pretend takeover bid. It's come back down since then. But there's still hope there, I suppose. Dagger. A strong jobs market is putting off the Fed, the BOE, the ECB from dropping the rates. This is delaying a rally in equity. Yeah, yeah. Yes, they do say that. They look at wages a lot. So, you know, if wages are very sticky, then that will play into inflation, of course. Greedy Bill, hey, Justin, what position excluding funds have you held the longest and what length have you held for? I think I've held Polarian for like 4 years, I think. But that didn't play out as well as it should have. To me, it's not about holding for long periods of time. And regardless, I know there's all this stuff about, are you an investor or a trader? I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to hold a company that's not performing, you know, full stop. What's the point? You know, so if a company is performing and it performs 10 years, I'll hold it for 10 years. If it starts dropping off a cliff after year one or within 3 months, I'm not going to hold it. Because, you know, I invest in a company to make money. And you have to, you know, decipher between different types of companies. If it's a biotech pre-revenue loss-making company, it's going to be very volatile. Expect any news to pull the rug from under you. Now, if it's a company generating profit and a good value and they've got plenty of cash, okay, you can take a profit warning, but it, you know, it's a lot more sustainable and it won't be as volatile. So you have to know, you know, you have to weigh up the risk of a company. Certain companies are very risky. They can rally very strongly, but they can come off as fast. So it's no point sitting on that, especially if you're sitting on a profit. Even if you're sitting on a loss, you know, don't take the... I said, two reasons why investors lose money. For investors, they hold on to their losers too much, too long. And also they cut the winners too early. But, yeah, so... I mean, you know, it'd be nice to just not have to, you know, sell stocks and just sit there for ages and forgot for years and years and years. But in effect, that is in the market. You know, it is in the market. Sirica, yeah, it was one of the most read here, wasn't it, Sirica? Let's have a look. Let's go through some of these first. I'll get to that in a bit. So Argo, down sort of pretty much 9%, yeah, Argo blockchain. During the month of January, they mined 124 Bitcoin. I do feel that's in the world of fantasy sometimes. Where are these Bitcoin? 4 Bitcoin a day, 20% decrease in daily Bitcoin production compared to the prior month, driven by a 16% decrease in the Bitcoin-denominated hash price. Oh, okay. And to a lesser extent, weather-related curtailments. So why has weather stopped them? I don't understand. Are they doing outdoors? It's not mining. You think this kind of mining, digital mining, wouldn't be affected by the weather, would it? I mean, I understand proper mining can be. The decrease in hash price in January was driven by lower transaction fees on the Bitcoin network and higher network difficulty compared to December 2023. So the halving happens. Does that make it more difficult, isn't it, for miners? Is that right? Of course, you hope the price goes up to compensate for that. But is that the way it works? Yeah, but then a nice spike when the Bitcoin ETF spike, wasn't it, really? The room with ETF. So that's Argo. Sirica, because it seems like the operational updates were okay, weren't they? And then the guidance is okay. What did they say about the stepping down, the investment program of a balance sheet? Oh, there we are. Martin Copeland has assumed the role as CFO, has been on the board for the day. Andy Bell? Really? No, because it seemed like I said here, pro forma production 2023, after including volumes from Tailwind assets for the full year, was just over 40,000 barrels of oil per day. They're pleased they've met their operating cost target with pro forma operating costs of around $19 per barrel of oil, despite significant inflation being experienced by the offshore sector generally. We are aiming to keep unit operating costs below $20 per barrel of oil during 2024. Okay. And they say 2024, expected to be higher production, with guidance between 41 and 48. So what was the reason that? I don't understand why that fell off, because I did read that and thinking, what's odd reactions in the market, maybe? I don't know. Was it just the talk about costs? Was it trying to trying to keep costs low. Is that the case? Did try a rally here, didn't it? And it broke down. Been a great performer the last since 2018. There, 13 pence to 4 quid. That's good return. Okay. Anything else in here? Predator extension of Valley, Atlantic Lithium, multiple. Is Predator up or down? Down. Seems a lot is down there. Is it because oil and gas are down a bit? Is that what it is? Atlantic Lithium extension drilling going very well. Falls outside. Well, Neil said, we're pleased to deliver further impressive assay results from drilling completed in 2023 as part of the ongoing program. These latest results from the new dogleg target, Okwesi, Anokia, and Awoya South deposit return thing. All reported drilling results fall outside the mineral resource estimate. Pertinent is that they occur both within a new mineralized area at the dogleg target. So, good news there. There's the grades. I won't go through them individually because it's quite dry. Taking a bit of a hit today. It was Aptima. Bit of a profit warning there. They say the lack of funds they had. What do they say? Was confidence in the board's new strategy continues to rise. They did say the pipeline's looking good. But, as detailed in a trading update released on the 6th of November, a lull in customer confidence and limited availability of working capital led up to the completion of fundraise meant the company's half-year revenue figure will be less than the comparable period. So each one is now anticipated to come in at 300 grand. Or it was a million last year. But they've raised some money, I think, haven't they? It's a minnow. APTA. Oof. Wow. Look at that. It's dropped so much, the chart disappears. You can't even see, anyway, you can see them just about there. Wow. Thoughts on Game and Realms there? Yeah, I looked at Game and Realms. They're not, is Polarian still performing? No, it's not. That's why I got out of it. I mean, I should have got out of it a lot earlier, actually. And I sort of averaged up a bit, which did very well. And then I was a little bit overexposed. It dropped off a cliff. It bounced and I sold. This is why, you have to evolve the strategy. But that strategy for that was wrong. If I'd evolved that strategy, I wouldn't have taken such a hit. Gaming runs, yeah. I mean, what's your thoughts on valuation there? They are in sort of different sort of areas of betting, aren't they? But down a little bit. But they're seemingly showing no signs of weakness, pretty much. GMR, the developer and licensor of mobile-focused gaming content, I think it's largely sort of gambling and stuff, is delighted to announce its pre-closed trading update for the full year to 31st. The company is pleased to confirm expects to report revenues of 23 million, adjusted EBITDA of not less than 10. So they are about 10 times adjusted EBITDA, but that's good growth, isn't it? In line with board's expectations, they're coming end of the year with a 7.5 million net cash. It's not all gambling, is it? Continue, the company's association with the high-profile entertainment brands, Geras, Slingo, all that stuff. So the results were at the first. But yeah, decent performer. Nice to have some good results up there. But it's at the moment, literally, even if you're in line. It's done very well, though. Look at that. It's a strong rise. From 5 pence to 40-odd pence. It's come back a bit. You get that consolidation when you have a massive rise in that. But it's trying to get back into an uptrend, isn't it? Nicely. Seems a little bit illiquid, is it? I think, by the looks of that chart. But no, decent results there. When a lot of companies in that area seem to be suffering a bit, they're holding up, which is quite nice. Anything else here? Empire Resources, Resource. There was something there. Do you know what I don't understand, right? Track always come out with these significant contracts. If you scroll down, through their RNSs. But I can't understand why they never translate into revenue. They said, if received and deployed, would be estimated to deliver revenue of 7.5 million, the company. There's no guarantees of this. Happens quite a lot. I don't see why they never come. Let's look. Interim results. Right. 1.7 million. And if you could scroll back, there's been quite a few significant contracts. I don't see why they're not landing, why they're not translating into revenue. It's very odd that. Yeah. So it's very odd that why it doesn't ever sort of translate into revenue. Never. So it's a big riser. Be careful. Smart tech, but the news out there is, of course, AI cybersecurity. And they announced that the integration of NoFish tool with Google Mail, they've already integrated this with Outlook. But now it's an award-winning NoFish won an email security solution of the year in 2023 competing awards in London, and it's available for immediate use in Google Mail, which enables users to report suspected emails with ease, playing a crucial role in enhancing individual and organizational security. That's interesting, but doesn't Google do that or not? I mean, I do tend to have spam folder stuff go in. Is that different? I don't know. Obviously, I don't understand that. But S247. What's the chart looking like? Oof. It's very liquid. It's down, but it's bounced today. Nice. Anything else on the... what do you say on the... Eskin having an issue with convertible loan notes. The person issuing the loan notes wanted to get them back faster. Anything else there? Bushfell's down. Of course, we mentioned that. You mentioned it on the beach, did you? That's on the beach chart. Yeah, rolling over a bit. In fact, what's... average forecast there is about 38%, 34% upwards on the beach. Is that, are you into that? You holding that? Every time I look to sell out, the brokers have a buy, which then makes me wobble. Okay. On what, Daffer, on what company are you talking about? On the beach. I've lost too much to recover now, but still hold around £100. It's pocket money, really, but undecided whether to hold or cash in. Oh, okay. So when did you buy this, then? I suppose it's a big downtrend, isn't it? It's rallied from 560 sort of to another 80 pence. But it's up to you. I mean, what's a Daffer do? If it's 100 quid in his pocket money, it's almost like saying, could you allocate that to somewhere else better? Or is it just now worth waiting to see if this is the bottom, where they rally? The thing is, holidays are quite robust industry. But they did say, which I didn't highlight recently, that they are going from now a more competitive market, but they hope to maintain their margins, which, is yet to be believed. But if it's just £100 you have in them and you're saying that's pocket money, then it's up to you, isn't it? You know? Where else would you put it? You know? Allocation of capital. Up to you. Graham, player is still have to raise funds and they're up against the clock or find alternative source of cash. Yeah, there's generally there's not many alternatives. Well, unless you get a big sort of company coming on, I don't know. Land Securities has piqued my interest after the upgrade by Morgan Stanley. Okay. Justin, put GMR through your spreadsheet checklist. Yeah, do you know what? You've read my mind. I've got a little notepad and I put all companies on there that I intend to run through the spreadsheet. So I will do that. Mike says, SQZ, the Sirica, FinTwit flagging that the shrinking cash and lack of growth show the dividend is at threat. Okay, so could be... investment case disappearing. I see. All right. Yeah. It's good people are holding on to that for the dividend, I suppose. Okay. Thank you. Land Securities. Let's look at Land Securities. Oh, I've got the wrong one here. Land Securities. That's it. It's called Land. It's a bit messy, isn't it? Literally, you see it coming down in a messy way down there, but it keeps... Yeah. Why I say it's messy is because You can use the 200-day average mostly on most stocks as a bull bear line, but it keeps breaking it all the time. And so you literally have no idea whether it's going to start back at an impact. It broke it there and came back down. So I tend to stick away from stocks that. It's like, having said that, where are they now? Are they paying decent dividend? I don't know what their financials are. And that's the first thing I'd look at. So, but yet it's like, it's hard call that. Is that a bottom? Who knows? It's really messy. All over the place. But, yeah. Look at my terms, it breaks 200. I mean, it's coming down there, but that is worrying. In fact, let's look at you even get sort of across the Golden Cross happening. Too messy for me. There's plenty of charts out there that are quite uniform and conform to a certain kind of pattern. That doesn't really. So, apart from it's coming down, but it gives you the belief it's rallying, and it doesn't. So, yeah, that's a little bit worrying. BLND, British Land. Again, that's very similar, isn't it? Messy. Very messy. Is there anything else? Any of the companies on here? I was looking at. No. This is some interesting bits of... Chromec did it. Worth looking at. Chromec. Have you seen anyone in the Chromec? Do sort of, a security bomb blast. Nucleus and stuff like that. They're in a leading developer of radiation detection solutions based in high-performance sensor materials. 43 million market cap. They seem to be, if you look at this, they seem to be winning some contracts here. It's worth looking at the broker note because seeing where they are going to be profitable, what they've said. But they're also going to convert their convertible loan notes. So not a bad thing, but they've won a £1.3 million contract under Horizon Europe scheme, leading developer of radiation and biotechnology, been awarded £1.3 million under UK research and innovation. It's a grant, is it? Guaranteed intelligent radiation sensor readout system. Okay. To develop a new class of radiation sensor powered by AI. There's the AI again. But let's look at the chart. Is it? I think it started a rally recently, didn't it? Look at that. It's a little bit messy, but it's less messy. That's a good start. Is that a bottom for Chromec? Who knows? 48 million market cap. Check it out. But one of the good things I said, the good news is that a company releasing contracts, consistent contracts, regularly. It's worth monitoring, I think. I remember Journeo kept releasing contract after contract and just took off. So if you look at the Journeo screen here, I'll show you now. It's been a cracking performer. 47 million. Well, these are holdings. But where were they? Oh, hang on. Purchase order, framework agreement, East Midlands Airport, contract win, contract awards, Gatwick Airport, purchase order, contract win, non-stop. They're doing something right. And then they're winning lots of contracts. And then the result was that. That's a lovely uptrend. I had lines in there. I had an alert. I just ignored it, though. Why not? There we are. You win some, you lose some. Marvelous. Oh, yes, this is interesting or not. The tide has turned a little bit, hasn't it, against electric vehicles? And I think it's largely to do with, we changed our mind. We were thinking of getting an EV. And then when Rishi Sunak came out and said now we're pushing out the deadline for sales of internal combustion engine 2035, then we changed our mind. There's no rush. Plenty of time. But anyway, 1 million electric cars sold in the UK since 2022, despite a big drop in sales, new figures are showing. New EV registrations by private buyers fell by a quarter in January, threatening to undermine the UK's net zero promises. Overall, new car sales to private customers fell by 16% in the same period, Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders said. The figures have sparked more calls for tax cuts to boost uptake among buyers. So more than 20,000 battery electric cars were registered in January, up a fifth. But it's fleet buyers. I don't know where I'm dropping. The F is gone there. I've dropped the F. Companies purchasing more than 25 units. So it's fleet buyers mainly buying them, purchasing more than 25 units in one go, have been entirely behind the increase, with demand for BEVs growing by more than 40%. So, you know, private people are not buying now. Well, they've slowed down massively. Electric cars accounted for 14.7% of all new vehicles sold in the UK. Well, that was an increase over the same month the year before. It was well below the 16.5% achieved for 2023. It's about data, you know? We sort of rely on data, don't we? Turns out now, the Office of National Statistics, they couldn't get enough data on unemployment. Suppose you're unemployed, you're not going to be bothered to fill in a survey. But the jobless rate may be much lower than estimates, I suggest. The ONS had new experimental results from its labour force survey, which is used to determine the official unemployment rate, showed a rate of 3.9% for the 3 months of November. And they previously measured it at 4.2%. So they thought it was 4.2. Turns out with a bit more data, it's got better. It's nuts, isn't it? Because you do believe the data they put out. If they just said to you, right, we're in recession, you'd believe them. Oh, they said, oh, by the way, next month, we're not in recession anymore. This is all down to the data. How good is that data? And then Russian oil apparently is getting to the UK via refinery loophole. Millions of barrels of fuel made from Russian oil are still being imported to the UK despite sanctions imposed. The so-called loophole means Russian crude is refined in countries such as India and the product sold to the UK. This is not illegal and does not breach the UK's Russian oil ban, but critics say it undermines sanctions aimed at restricting Russians. The UK government denied there'd been any imports of Russian oil since 2022. What are they talking about? How can they deny it? It seems like it's happening. Russian oil doesn't have an accent. How do you know if it's Russian oil? If it's been refined in India? They just deny everything. No, it's not been. Rubbish. Of course it has. And that's why Russian hasn't gone bankrupt, because they are still selling their oil. Land securities, yield of 5.82% by Midas in December, Berenberg by January, Morgan Stanley overweight February, so probably rubbish. Yeah. Seriously, I expect REITs to recover. I don't know about land. Yeah, I think, well, these areas, these REITs and all that stuff, you know, as soon as interest rates start slowing down, it's gonna go, isn't it? It's gonna move. They're gonna move. Of course, they are. Any sectors of the economy seem, battered down because of high interest rates, then you can expect. In fact, house builders have rallied already, but you can expect them to rally, can't you? Hopefully, you know. That's it for today. Thank you very much. Monday, a bit grumpy Monday, isn't it? So I do apologise for my lack of energy. But hopefully I'll be perked up tomorrow when John comes on. By all means, hit that thumbs up if you could, and subscribe to the channel and find out if tomorrow will be better. And download the Vox Markets app. Thanks very much. Cheers. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.